Welcome back to West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle with Emma Houghton, a private client solicitor with Berry & Lambert Solicitors. Before the break, Emma explained the different types of powers of attorney and what they do and why it's important to have them. Emma, now we've established that, why is it important to consider who it is who's going to have power of attorney?
It's extremely important because effectively the person could be stepping into your shoes. They will have full control and management to a certain degree, as you would, you know, to your bank accounts in relation to your financial affairs. Again, as I mentioned, they could even have control of selling your property, and that's something we see on a quite regular basis. If someone has perhaps lost capacity, then an attorney can step in and sell a property, so it's extremely important.
And why is it important to have a firm do that on your behalf and drafting this?
I think the aspect of having a firm step in and do drafting or instruct a firm to give you guidance is that the procedure, while some of it is simplistic, it can go wrong. It also the case that the forms have to be done in a certain way and signatures have to be done in a certain order, and that's extremely important. Otherwise, the Office of the Public Guardian, who are the body responsible for registering the documents, won't register them. They will send them back and the procedure may have to be done again, which again is time consuming. Secondly, as a firm, you spend a lot of time in the meeting and actually even pre-meeting making your clients think about exactly who they want and what they want to make sure everything is right. An example of that is that we will go into the sort of asides to say, well, you know, not just who do you want, but is there anything, any restrictions or instructions, preferences you want to put in the documents on how they want to act? And sometimes a legal professional is the best to help bring that out and actually draft it to make sure that the wording is correct, that the Office of the Public Guardian won't reject it.
So if our listeners are finding the idea slightly daunting and not sure what the process of actually drafting the powers of attorney involves, can you give them an overview of the procedure?
So the procedure itself, from a firm's point of view, is that we would send some basic information to the client. We'd then meet with them and go through all the details about what a lasting power of attorney entails, and when we feel we've gone through everything sufficiently and all their queries have been answered, then we draft documents. The documents themselves contain details of the person entering into the power of attorney, and that person's known as the donor, and that would be names, address, dates of birth, because that's how they're identified. You'll then have details for the attorney or attorneys. I think at this point it would be good to clarify that you can have more than one attorneys, and if something happened to your attorney or attorneys, you can nominate what's called a replacement attorney or attorneys, and that person or persons can step in if something's happened to your attorney or attorneys. So for an example, if there's a married couple, they can appoint the other spouse, and then in a lot of circumstances they appoint the child or children if they can't act. So all these persons' details are listed, names, addresses, date of birth, to make sure they're recognised. Then the first section is the signature of the donor, which has to be witnessed. And again, that's quite important. Secondly, there is the section which has to be completed by a certificate provider. Now, a certificate provider is a person who signs to say at the time the document is signed, the donor has capacity to understand the effects and implications of the document and its effects. Once that second section is signed, then the attorney or attorneys and any replacement attorney or attorneys have to sign in front of a witness themselves. And then the final section is the registration section to say that the attorney signs to say it can be sent off to the Office of the Public Guardian to be registered. Once that document's ready and we're satisfied everything's been done correctly, we send that off. At the moment, the timescales are probably a few months because there are some delays, and at which point the Office of the Public Guardian will acknowledge the document and they will start what's called the statutory waiting period of 21 days, which is effectively a calling off period to allow for potentially anyone to change their mind. Once that period's ended, you can expect the documents to be registered, and at that point they are a legal document.
Thanks so much for clarifying that, because it can be quite an intimidating process, can't it? So if you want more information, you can get all the information you need from the friendly and approachable team down at Berry & Lambert's. All the details are on the West Kent Radio website and at berryandlamberts.co.uk.